Iranian-American journalist Roxana Saberi remains in Tehran's Evin prison a week into her 8-year sentence on a charge of espionage. Her parents and the State Department say Saberi has been on a hunger strike. Iranian officials say she has not been going without food. Joining us now is Nobel laureate and Iranian human rights lawyer Shireen Ebadi, who's in Austin, Texas, giving a series of lectures at the University of Texas. Dr. Ebadi had agreed to help defend Roxana Saberi, but prison officials in Iran have refused to allow Dr. Ebadi's team access to Ms. Saberi or to her files. Dr. Ebadi joins us from member station KUT. She speaks Farsi. She's with her translator, Benafsha Kenush. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Dr. Ebadi, I'm wondering if you could give us a sense of Roxana Saberi's legal predicament at this point. I know your colleagues have not been given access to her yet.
The most important legal predicament she's faced is that she cannot have the lawyer that she wants herself. According to the Constitution, political trials must be held in the presence of a jury and they must be open. But Roxana Saberi's trial was held behind closed doors in the absence of a jury. Even her father, who was standing outside the courtroom, was declined entry into the courtroom.
Now, the reports coming out of Iran recently have said that Ms. Saberi's arrest comes at a time when Iran is on the lookout for, and I'm quoting here, any foreign covert action designed to destabilize the country. And I'm wondering, to your knowledge, is there any reason to believe that Roxana was involved in espionage?
Roxana Saberi was a young journalist, and she was living in Iran and covering news. And then the government decided to basically arrest her. What she did was gather general news, and I don't think that she was in a situation where, even if she had wanted to, could have engaged in covert actions and activities.
We've been hearing all these conflicting signals coming from Iran. I mean, first Iranian officials said that she'd be released, and then she was sentenced to 8 years in prison. Do we think there's a back and forth going on among Iranian officials trying to decide how to go from here?
Yes, that is the case. They have said a number of different things about her case. I am confident that Roxana is innocent and that if we are given a chance to defend her, we'll be able to prove that she is innocent.
و اگر اجازه بدن که ما ازش دفاع کنیم خیلی راحت بیگناهیش رو به دنیا ثابت میکنم.
And Dr. Ebadi, let me ask you about pressure from the United States government. Has that been helpful and is it better for the government, the US government, to be putting pressure on publicly or doing it in a more private way?
Well, we have to pay attention to the fact that Roxana is also an American citizen. Therefore, the U.S. government must protect its citizens wherever, in whatever manner it can.
Private or public? I mean, both.
In both manners.
We've been listening to Shireen Ebadi, Nobel laureate and Iranian human rights lawyer, and she's joining us with her translator, Benafsha Kenush, both from member station KUT in Austin, Texas. Thank you both for being with us.
خواهش میکنم, merci.
You're welcome, and thank you.
And you can follow all of NPR's coverage of Roxana Saberi's case on our website, npr.org. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.